First up today, as usual, is Travel Writers Radio News. Tourism New Zealand and Air New Zealand will host the biggest trade familiarisation to New Zealand in 2019 when more than 100 Australian travel agents arrive next March. They'll experience 10 itineraries in 25 regions of New Zealand to boost their knowledge of the destination over a 7-day period. From immersing themselves in Maori culture in Northland to exploring one of New Zealand's great walks or meeting the kiwi bird on Stewart Island, each of the itineraries is designed to showcase diverse Kiwi experiences. Meanwhile, in October next year, Perth will play host as 100 Australian tourism operators meet with 300 specially selected frontline travel sellers from the UK, Europe, USA, Canada and New Zealand in Tourism Australia's Corroboree West. This annual event moves around the country, combines training, workshops and familiarisations, and it's exclusively for Aussie specialists. Tourism Australia aims to demonstrate the range of extraordinary travel experiences so that frontline travel retailers from Australia's priority Western markets are fully equipped to sell Australia to their customers. And for Perth, this is a chance to highlight the city's latest transformation, including Optus Stadium, Elizabeth Quay, Yagan Square, and a growing culinary scene, plus a range of new and well-refurbished hotels. Crown Plaza Melbourne has completed the first phase of a $25 million refurbishment on the Yarra Bank opposite Melbourne Convention Centre. It has 402 contemporary new guest rooms with upgraded Wi-Fi connectivity across the building. The bathrooms have standalone showers, premium bedding is in the rooms, along with designer furnishings and artworks. InterContinental Hotel Group says the renovation is the first step in a new chapter for the hotel, which they believe will appeal to business, long stay and leisure travellers. Phase two of the refurbishment will commence in the second quarter of 2019 and will see redesigned public areas, updated conference and event facilities, a new restaurant and bar concept, and updates to the hotel pool and gymnasium. Holland America Line's new Stuttendam, which is their latest pinnacle class ship, leaves its Italian shipyard to join the fleet on December the 1st, and the cruise companies released a few facts to whet your appetite. And in no particular order, they say the vessel will, in her first year, visit more than 75 ports, sail 97,723 nautical miles, or four times around the globe, and serve 42,760 pounds of lobster. In any week, it will serve 200 pounds of pasta, 4,200 coffees, 5,600 salads, 42,000 eggs, 600 pounds of beef, plus 600 burgers, and it will pour 1,250 beers in its Dutch cafe, and nearby 18 flavours of gelato. It'll have 70 performers on board. It's got 1,920 artworks. It's 975 feet long. Just in case you're not sure how long that is, that's the length of 12 blue whales. Now, it's not hard. If that's not enough to get you into booking mode, the crew will make 9,331 towel animals each week. Cairns welcomes a new hotel brand, the first of 3 5-star properties from Crystal Brook, with the open of Riley in Far North Queensland this week. It's the newest 5-star hotel in Cairns for more than 20 years and employs 170 staff. It has 311 rooms, each with iPad control centres, complimentary movies, 24-hour room service, and a 1,000 square metre swimming lagoon with a man-made beach and cabanas. In addition, it'll have something Cairns has not had before, a rooftop bar, a day spa and fitness centre also due to open next month, and the hotel's two wings can cater for conferences and events for up to 400 guests. Artwork was severely damaged by Cyclone Debbie that tore through the Whitsundays in early 2017. Daydream Island will now reopen in April next year following a $100 million renovation. The 277-room island resort near Airlie Beach will feature new branding, new look accommodation rooms, 3 restaurants, an upgraded pool area overlooking the sea, and a poolside bar. Sales and Marketing Director Jason Heron says they're accepting bookings for April 10 and beyond. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.